everyone. This is Alyssa Amoroso, and you may know me as Publicity on Instagram, but now I'm putting my phone down to chat with everyone from reality stars to fashion influencers to leading industry execs. We're going to be dishing on the things you don't see on social media. So turn your volume up because things are about to get juicy. This is the Publicity Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Publicity Podcast. I am sitting on my couch. It is 6:19 on Wednesday, and this episode will probably be up by 7:19 on this Wednesday. I don't know why I put off recording this episode all week. Well, first of all, let me backtrack. I'm kind of confused because I thought today was Tuesday. So I was like, okay, I'm going to record my episode Tuesday and I'll post it Wednesday. I look at the calendar. I'm like, bitch, it is Wednesday. So yeah, sorry that this is late. No guest on this week because it is my 100th episode. Can you believe that? I like partially wanted to do something like really cool and have on like a big guest. But since I'm self-absorbed, I'm like, I'm not going to share this moment with someone else. This is all about me. I'm kidding. I'm really not that self-absorbed. But I did just think it would be kind of more personal if it was just me. So I went to a psychic medium last week and I want to talk about it. But also I just did something like 5 seconds before I decided to record that I just like thought I needed to share. And I was going to tweet it out. And then I was like, do I really need to be tweeting about pooping? Like, am I that kind of girl? Because like, I don't think I am. But I drafted the tweet and like, it's so true. I said, if you're ever constipated, just go look at an ex's social media. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but whenever I look at like someone who like that guy that like burned me, it's still like fresh. So if I go look at his social media, I literally get shooting stomach pains like instantly. Like it just makes me absolutely sick. And like, it's so weird because I don't even allow myself really to look because why am I going to do that? I'm not signing up to torture myself, but yeah. Sorry, I just dropped my microphone. I'm recording this on my cell phone, not even with my podcast equipment. You'd think for my 100th episode, like I would try to be a little bit more professional, but I'm literally sitting here in an all black sweatsuit. Actually, my merch collection that is dropping tomorrow. And I'm just a comfy cell phone in my apartment alone, like just doing my thing. And I'm obsessed with my sweatshirt. And sweatpants that I'm wearing. I'm wearing the all black self-care club sweatsuit again, launching tomorrow, which is amazing. And I'm launching a bunch of other stuff. The whole like theme of this merch drop was just like good energy, good vibes, manifestation, because that's like really the path that I've been on the last year, specifically in quarantine. So we have self-care club merch. We have I manifested this sweatshirt. We have good energy only sweatsuits. Like it is amazing. Okay, so I'm trying to think if there's like anything else I wanted to say before I jump into my little thing with the psychic last week. I don't think so. I'm going to jump into the psychic stuff. Talking about energy. I don't know if you guys believe in this stuff. Like, I know that a lot of people are like, I would believe it if it happened to me. But when you hear it from someone else, it's like, you know, it's hard to believe. But I really started believing in this guy because my friend has gone to him for many years. And she's been able to connect with people that have passed. And it's been like really, really specific details. And okay, I don't know how weird to, I'm just gonna get weird with you guys. If you think I'm full of shit, then you think I'm full of shit, but this is my truth. So I was talking to my friend and she was at my shore house probably like 4 months ago in the summer. And she was telling me about her experiences with him. And she basically was saying, like, if you're open to signs from people that have passed, like, they will come to you. So I was, like, my poppy, like my grandpa, is the most recent person that passed away in my life last September. And I like knew him the most out of anyone that in my life that's ever passed. And I just kept saying like, Poppy, like in my head, I was like praying. I was like, Poppy, send me a sign, like send me a sign that you're okay and that you're watching over me. And I just kept saying that. And that was on like Sunday. On Monday, I was working from home by myself. My roommate wasn't home. This is when I still lived with my roommate. And I'm sitting in my TV room. I have a candle lit. It's raining outside. And all of a sudden, I can't even explain it because it sounds so crazy. I felt extreme emotion and overwhelmingness with, like, I went from reading my emails to feeling like there was a weight on my chest. Like, I gasped. And I felt this, like, heaviness, not in a scary way, but, like, I felt like someone was almost, like, wrapping their arms around me. I can't even explain it, guys. It sounds so crazy. I felt this, like, presence, and I just started bawling, crying. Like, I have never felt, like, a presence more in my life. And I, like, the second I felt the presence, I just had this fleeting thought, like, Poppy, like, he's here. And, like, I just felt like he was almost, like, hugging me. And I went from, like, minding my own business, typing emails, to sobbing, crying in, like, in a split second. I've just never, ever, ever, ever experienced something like this. And this was after the day before. I just kept saying, send me a sign, send me a sign, send me a sign. So all these things kept happening. Like, I really believed Ellen's stories about the person in her life that passed. I really believed the story, like this feeling that I got from my poppy, and like really felt his presence. And I'd been wanting to go to this medium for a while, but like I was just kind of trying to work up the courage because I was scared. Like, I'd never done something like that. My biggest fear is that you go to someone like this and they're like, oh yeah, you're going to die young and you'll never have kids. You're never going to meet someone. And my friends kept being like, it's not like that. Like, they're not going to tell you anything scary. And like, I was just nervous, you know? So when I moved into my new apartment and then I got like played by that guy, I was like, now is such a good time. Like, I'm turning 30 in January. I'm in this new apartment by myself. Like, I just want to know what path my life is on. Do you know, I could literally get emotional just thinking about this because it's just a lot. So it was a really emotional experience. So I made the appointment. I'll put this guy's information in the description. He isn't very public. He doesn't like to do, like, I asked him to come on the podcast. He was like, hell no. I've been asked to be on TV. I've been asked to do all these things. Like, it's just not my purpose. But anyway, I'll let you guys know who he is because I did it over Zoom. So no matter where you are, he could do it with you. So we're sitting there. I mean, he calls me. He explains to me what he does. He's like a healer. He could read auras. He sees the future. He sees, speaks to the dead, like so many different things. And he starts like explaining what he does to me. And then all of a sudden, like 5 seconds in, he goes, so your mom's mom, she's still alive, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, her dad, your grandpa, he passed. Do you know, I could cry just telling you guys this. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, he's here. And oh my God, I'm literally crying. And I was just like, holy hell. Like, and then he just said, like, the way I believe him so much, but the way he was speaking and relaying my poppy's messages to me were how my poppy talks, like his demeanor even. He was like, he just wants you to know he's so proud of you and, you know, whatever, all these things. And he was saying how my poppy was explaining to him, like, how I always run around like a chicken with my head cut off and I'm so busy all the time. And what's funny is that, like, my poppy was known to be a funny guy, but funny isn't the right word. Like, if you had to describe him, he was someone who always has, like, dad jokes, as we call them. Like, the corniest jokes in the entire world. And Jack, the medium, goes, he's laughing. Like, he was, like, laughing at whatever my poppy was telling him. And he goes, you know what? I like this guy. He's funny, but he's not just funny. He's corny. And I was like, yeah, that's him. That's him. It really is. He's the corniest man in the entire world. And I felt like there was a theme to my reading. And, like, oh, my God, why am I so emotional? I'm going to cry again. And, like, I felt like the theme that every person that had passed that kept saying to me, and, like, everything that Jack, the medium, was telling me, they were like, you are enough. Like, you are fine the way you are. Like, you were born fine. Like, he kept saying, I feel weird saying this because it sounds self-absorbed, but, I mean, I didn't say this. He did. He was like, you are perfect as you are. You were born perfect. Like, you have to, like, believe that. And, like, I think, oh, my God, why am I sobbing? Guys, it's, like, not a 100th episode without me crying. I just feel like, I feel like I needed to hear that. Because they say, like, when you go to mediums or, you, like, the strongest messages come through. Like, what you need to hear, like, they will tell you. And, like, the overall theme was just, like, you are fine. And, like, my dad's mom, who passed when I was like 6 or 7, came through as well. And, like, even she was like, you're going to meet your person, like, when you just, like, when you're yourself, like, just fully be yourself. Like, you are perfect as you are. You don't have to be anyone you're not. Like, I don't really think I am someone I'm not, but especially in dating, like, I've definitely held back or, like, tried to be more refined, or I've always had, like, this insecurity that people think I'm not smart, which is, like, I know that's so silly. So I, like, kind of pretend to be, like, Mrs. Prim and Proper because I want people to like me and think that I'm, like, smart. I don't know. It's so dumb. So she just kept saying, like, just be yourself. Be yourself. Your person's going to come. And Jack, the medium, I'm just going to start calling him Jack and not explaining who he is. So he was the medium. Jack kept explaining. He was like, your grandma's your guardian angel. And, like, he's like, you, what were you, like, 5 or 6 or 7 when she passed? And I was like, yeah. Which is crazy, by the way, because I don't even know how old I was. If you were to ask me on the street, how old are you when your grandma passed? I'd be like, either, like, 5, 6, or 7. So, like, it's crazy that he even said that. He was like, you were young when your grandma passed. Like, she wants you to know, like, although you didn't know her a lot of your life, like, she's been with you every step of the way. And, like, she's been guiding you, and she's going to help you, like, meet the right person. And she's your guardian angel. And, like, you'll have kids one day, and, like, she's going to be their guardian angel too. And, like, he just said super specific things that made me realize it was her. Like, she lost her hair when she was dying because she had cancer. And he was like, your grandma, like, she keeps showing me her hair. Like, she keeps telling me, tell her it's back. Tell her my hair is back. Just, like, things like that. Like, I'm not going to get too personal with the details, but it was just so impactful. And, like, he kept saying to me, I don't know, just, like, again, like, this overall theme of, like, you are fine. Like, he said to me right away, he's like, you have anxiety. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you are, oh, my poppy said, he's like, you are the toughest on yourself. And, like, I really am. I don't know why. I think because I am, like, an entrepreneur and I push myself, like, I am just hard on myself sometimes. And, like, not in, like, a negative, like, self-hate type of way, in more of a, like, why aren't you trying hard enough? Why aren't you doing more? I don't know. Like, I'm just hard on myself with work and with, like, dating and everything. And I don't know why I'm sitting here literally a basket case. I've talked about this so many times. And, like, I think when I tell people the story, I don't get so emotional. But because I'm sitting here by myself, I'm, like, really getting emotional. But it was just a really cool experience. And, like, I hope that you guys, if you're open to it, have the experience to do something like it. It was expensive. It was $250. But, like, to me, it's something I will treat myself to once a year moving forward, because it just helps you know that you're, like, on the right path. And one other thing that he did, which I just want to say, is he does a full body scan because he's a healer. Wait, now that I think about it, I had this, like, pain in my knee and he, like, healed it. Hasn't hurt since. I know that sounds bonkers, but it really hasn't. And he did a scan of my body. He, like, told me, you know, to get certain things checked out, to be aware of, like, he said my hearing in my right ear is worse than my left. He knew that I had a cyst. He said it's non-cancerous, which I know is true from the doctor, but he, like, even knew where it was located, like, to an extremely detailed amount. It was just crazy. I can't even explain it, guys. Like, you just need to go. It gave me a lot of comfort. And, like, my grandma, my guardian angel, she said, I know you go on long walks, and I just want you to know I'm walking with you, and I want you to talk to me. So, like, I've been trying to, like, pray more. Like, I've always been spiritual. Oh, and that was another thing that he said. I don't know if you guys are religious, but I'm just going to tell you, because nothing's off limits, apparently. I've always prayed my entire life. And, like, I'm not even raised in a religious family, necessarily. Like, I grew up in the Catholic Church and going to CCD and stuff. But after that, after I got my confirmation, I never went to church unless it was for, like, a wedding or something like that. But I've always prayed. Like, my entire life, I've had this faith within myself. I would say I'm very, like, spiritual, and I don't believe as much in, like, organized religion, but I believe in God. And he said to me, Jack said, God knows how strong your faith is, and he knows that you talk to him a lot. And he said, like, there's two things. There's faith, and then there's trust. And you have a lot of faith, but you don't have a lot of trust. And when you trust, then you don't have fear, and that anxiety will go away. He said you need to have trust in order to get rid of your fear. And he's not wrong. Like, if I just trust in the plan that's out there for me, in the world, whether you believe in the universe or God or fate or whatever it is, if you trust in the plan, then why are you scared? Because it's all going to work out in the end, or it's going to be how it's supposed to be. You worrying isn't going to change the outcome. So I've been just trying to, like, keep these lessons with me that he taught me and just really take them to heart and think about them these last few days. And it's just been a really beautiful experience, and I'm really happy that I did it. And whether you believe it or not, or, you know, my parents are skeptics, of course, even though there's very specific things about their parents, like, you know, people are just skeptics, and that's okay. I'm not gonna, you know, push it on anyone. This is my experience, but I just thought it was really cool. I really did. There is one more thing that I actually just remembered. So he also said, it was funny because he doesn't really, he like lives under a rock, this guy. Like, to book him, you have to call. He doesn't really do email. He has, like, no idea what he's doing. And he was basically like, he couldn't explain my job well. Like, I could tell my grandma was trying to explain it to him. She probably didn't know what she was talking about. And he was trying to explain it to me. And I'm like, this guy has no idea what I do. But he kept being like, a blog and you talk to people. And it was just really funny. But he said, he goes, have you seen an increase recently in your business? And I said, yes, actually I have. Because about 2 weeks ago, my TikTok exploded. I have 450,000 followers, and I grew like 250,000 followers in a week or two. And it's really just been taking off. And I've seen an increase in partnerships coming through. And I'm going to be on live television twice in January. And I feel like my career is finally like in the spot that I've waited my entire life for. I'm going to cry again. Oh my God, I'm just grateful. Like, I feel like I've waited my entire life for my career to take off. And I've worked so hard, and like to see it actually happening, it's just like so important to me. I'm still sobbing. What is wrong with me? Anyway, so he said, is your career is it increasing right now? And I said, yes. And he said, it's about to explode. And I was like, what? And he's like, you are at the pinnacle of your career. It has been leading up to this moment, and things are about to really take off. And once they take off, it's going to be hard to stop it. And I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know. I think success is coming. I think growth is coming. I assume my TikTok might continue to grow. Everything's growing. My Instagram's growing. My listeners are growing. My YouTube is growing. It's like I'm seeing all of the success, and I've like waited 5 years for this. And like, I'm so happy because I just worked so hard, and like, this is the moment, you know? And he said that, and that was just like so special to me because I make work such a big priority. And like, I think it's probably because I'm single, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm focusing on this relationship. It's like work is my baby because I don't really like have anyone else. That sounds so depressing, but like, it's kind of true, you know? Like, when I have someone, then I'll make time for both of them. And like, I know how to deprioritize work. Like, if I need to not work all the time, I'm fine making that time. I think I can have a balance, but right now I don't really need to have a balance. So work is like what I put every single thought into every single day. It's all I think about. And to see it take off, it's just been like the most rewarding feeling in the entire world. So I just want to thank you guys. If you're new here, if you're old, if this is your first time listening, I'm so thankful for you guys and for helping me like make my dreams come true. And I'm just such a basket case, but I guess that's the direction that I want to take with this 100th episode. I know I haven't always been super consistent with the podcast, and it kind of makes me, this is where I'm hard on myself. It makes me sad because I know if I, you know, put the effort in every single week and didn't keep taking breaks and missing weeks. And I know that this could be super successful too. And that's my goal for one day. I want this podcast to be huge. And I've lost motivation for it at times because my TikTok and my Instagram, and I feel spread so thin. And if I'm being completely honest, I want a co-host. I don't love doing this alone. Like right now I do, but I really just want a best friend to join me on the podcast and we could just shoot the shit. If I could dream up my dream podcast co-host, it would be my friend Jill or Carrie, who I blog with. So I want to talk one of them into maybe doing it with me. But I don't know. It's like, how do I bring someone else then onto my podcast when it's called the Publicity Podcast? Like, I am publicity. Like, would I need to change the name? Like, I don't even know how that all works out. But part of me is like, maybe I just have a co-host because I just want someone to like bounce ideas off of. But I'll stop rambling about that. I'll figure that out on my own. But I just, again, I want to say thank you because I love you guys so much. And my dreams are coming true thanks to you guys. And I'm just excited for 2021. I know the pandemic is raging right now. I know things are getting worse. And I realized my 30th birthday in January might be spent inside alone, which sucks. But I really want 30 to be my best year. I really, really do. Like, I want that so much. I want to date. I want to get out of this like little rut that I've been in of like not dating for like 2 years now. I need to date. I need to get out there. I want my business to thrive. I want to double my salary. I want just success in all forms, not just work, success in life. in family and friends. I feel like the one thing that this pandemic has done, it's made me so close and so appreciative of the girlfriends in my life. I have the absolute best friends in the entire world. And like, I just love my friendships with my girlfriends so, so much. And I don't know. I can't wait to keep making my life whole. I feel like I'm on that path. I really do. So thank you guys for being on this journey with me. Thank you for tuning in. I'm still crying. I don't know what is going on. I'm just emotional reflecting on everything. So I love you guys. I will be back next week with the guest. And we'll spill the tea then. Don't forget to check out my merch. It will be launched by the time you listen to this. So it is shoppublicity.com. Once again, I'm going to say it. I love you.